Theology proper, question number one. State briefly the biblical basis for and formulate the doctrine of the Trinity. My response was restricted to a page and a half, so this was my best attempt. The best way to briefly explain the Trinity of God is to clearly state the three constant truths about the Trinity and look at each in a bit more depth. First, God is three distinct persons. Second, each of the three persons of God is fully God. Third, there is only one God. From the beginning of creation, we recognize God as multiple persons. Quote, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the Spirit of God was moving. Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness.'" Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, and verse 27, emphasis mine. Although the word Trinity is never used in the Bible, the very first chapter of Scripture indicates that there is more to God. Throughout the Old Testament, "us" continues to be a description of God. Cross-reference Genesis chapter 3, verse 22, Genesis 11, verse 7, and Isaiah 6, verse 8. And God is spoken to in terms of more than one person several times in the same passage. Cross-reference Psalm 45, verse 6 through 7, Psalm 110, verse 1, and Isaiah 48, verse 16. The New Testament clearly shows that God is triune because Father, Son, and Spirit are distinctly referred to as different persons working in different ways with a unified goal all in the same passage. Cross-reference Matthew 3, verses 16 through 17, Matthew 28, verse 19, 1 Peter 1, verse 2, 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 through 6, 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14, Ephesians 4, verses 4 through 6, and Jude, verses 20 through 21. We know that each of the three persons of God is distinct because of the roles that they play and the way that they refer to each other. Jesus said, quote, "The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you." End quote. John 14, 26. Jesus doesn't say that he himself will come back to, quote, teach all things, end quote. Nor does he say that he will send the Holy Spirit. He says the Father will send. He is pointing out that there is distinction in the persons of God as well as the roles each have. Jesus' example of prayer for us to, quote, our Father, end quote, in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13, and his own prayer to the Father in John 17, confirm God the Father is our sovereign Lord. God is referred to as eternal, Psalm 90, verse 2, everywhere at once, Psalm 139, 7 through 10, and unchangeable, Psalm 102, verses 25 through 27. Only God possesses these attributes. Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit possess all of these attributes as well. Jesus is referred to as, quote, the Word, end quote. That was, quote, with God, end quote, in the beginning, and, quote, was God, end quote. And later, quote, became flesh, end quote. John chapter 1, verse 1 and 14. Hebrews tells us that Jesus, quote, is the radiance of his, meaning the Father's, glory, and the exact representation of his nature, end quote, and, quote, is the same yesterday and today, yes, and forever, end quote. Chapters 1, verse 3, and 13, verse 8. David states that there is nowhere he can go where the Holy Spirit is not there with him. Psalm 139, verse 7 through 8. Paul connects all-knowing attributes of God to the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 11. The three persons of God each have complete fullness of God. Wayne Grudem wrote, quote, "The Trinity is a mystery that we will never be able to fully understand," end quote. After expressing the distinctiveness of each of the three persons of God, the statement is now confidently expressed that God is one. There are not three gods. There is one God because the three persons of God are in complete unity. When God declares that he is, quote, one, end quote, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 5, Romans 3, verse 30, and James chapter 2, Verse 19, he is not contradicting himself. He can't. He is saying, quote, I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. End quote. Isaiah 45, verse 5. In these statements, God declares that no God or idol has what he has. He's the only God, even though God has three distinct persons. Each is fully God, and yet they make up God. The only distinctions between the three persons are in the ways that they relate to each other, to creation, and ultimately the way that they relate to salvation of sinners. God is three and yet one. It is in this mystery that it is in this mysterious truth that the atonement and the nature of God makes sense. The Father elects, John chapter 6, verse 37 and 44. The Son atones, 1 John 4, verse 10. And the Holy Spirit regenerates, Titus 3, verse 5, all in unity.